Are sweet potatoes healthier than regular potatoes? Dietitian approved by Zornica Stoicheva. This article is professionally reviewed by the registered dietitian Claudia Hleep. This audio article is part of the Raw Beauty Sources audio blog. The popularity of sweet potatoes is rising steadily as many health and fitness influencers promote them as healthier substitutes for regular potatoes. But is that really true? Following food trends can often be misleading, as people may lack knowledge about nutritional value-specific foods, in this case, sweet potatoes. That's why it's important to educate ourselves on the matter of how to evaluate health value of foods and choose the option that is most suitable for us, and not for the influencers. This can help us have more balanced, diverse, and customized diet. That being said, this article will reveal the differences between sweet and normal potatoes and will help you to decide which one, or ideally both, to include in your meals. Let's get started! The following information represents the average nutritional value of 100 grams of cooked product without additives. Keep in mind that there is a difference in the characteristics of boiled, baked, and fried products. Do sweet potatoes have more calories than regular potatoes? On average, sweet potatoes contain 83 calories when cooked. In comparison, regular potatoes have 90 calories. In that sense, people who count their daily calories intake may prefer to consume sweet potatoes more often than regular ones, even though there is not a major difference. What is the difference between sweet potato and a potato? 1. Macronutrients. According to the website nutritionvalue.org, 100 grams of sweet potatoes contain, on average, 20 grams of total carbs with 2 grams of dietary fiber, compared to normal potatoes with 21 grams of carbs and 1.6 fiber. The carbs in both types of potatoes are mainly simple starches, a small amount of which are resistant starches that may act like fiber when digested. Both potato types are poor in protein content, around 1.5 grams in sweet and about 2 grams in normal potatoes. Fats represent 0.1% of the macronutrients, so we can claim that potatoes in general are fat-free. 2. Glycemic index. A study on the glycemic index, GI, of sweet and regular potatoes has looked into the differences between GIs during different cooking methods. The evidence suggests that boiled sweet potatoes may have low GI of 46. However, when baked, the index of this product can rise significantly to a high GI of 94. In comparison, boiled white potato have a high GI of around 70, while the index of baked ones is even higher, 85. How nutritious are potatoes? According to the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health, sweet potatoes have high load of micronutrients, like vitamin A, B6, C, potassium, and flavonoids. Regular potatoes can be a great source of various vitamins, minerals, and trace elements, including vitamin C, vitamins from the B group, potassium, zinc, calcium, phosphorus, and phytochemicals. Are sweet potatoes healthier than regular potatoes? Here's the advice from the registered dietitian Claudia Hleep. Quote, "There has always been a lot of hype in the debate between sweet potatoes and regular white potatoes. Many of the patients I see for weight and diabetes management are under the assumption that these vegetables have extremely different impacts on blood sugar. Based on the evidence provided in this article, it is apparent that there is limited difference in calorie, carbohydrate, and fiber content when comparing regular white potatoes and sweet potatoes, although the two potatoes vary in nutrient composition. Therefore, one potato is not superior to the other. Based on these findings, you should choose whichever potato you enjoy the most. Eat the skin of the potato, regardless of the type, to optimize the amount of fiber you're consuming. The best thing to do is to eat potatoes in moderation and to alternate between the two types to get the variety of nutrients in your diet." End of quote. The health benefits of potatoes are associated with their micronutrient load. In that sense, evidence suggests that the sweet potatoes can act as antioxidants and reduce the negative effect of oxidative stress and inflammation in the body. They are associated with a high degree of liver health support and reduced signs of aging. The health benefits of regular potatoes are often underestimated and neglected. However, studies show that the moderate consumption of potatoes may actually improve hypertension symptoms as well as reduce the risk of heart diseases, macular degeneration, osteoporosis, and strokes. What is the best way to cook potatoes and sweet potatoes? Potatoes may lose some part of their micronutrient value when heated or cooked. One interesting fact here is that boiled regular potatoes have more calories than baked ones, 87 calories to 93 calories. However, for sweet potatoes that is not the case. If you bake them, they would be more caloric than boiled ones, 86 calories to 90 calories. Even though the difference is not significant, keep this little tip in mind if you count your daily calories. When it comes to macros, boiled sweet potatoes contain fewer carbs than baked ones, 22 grams to 18 grams, and regular potatoes have the same carb content when baked or boiled, 20 grams. This information can be useful if you're on a low-carb or keto diet. For diabetes patients, boiled sweet potato is preferred because of its low GI. Keep in mind that this only applies when potatoes are consumed in moderation. In this instance, too much of a good thing will not end up being a good thing for your blood sugars. When eating potatoes, it's a good idea to serve them with fiber-rich vegetables, which slow down the metabolization of sugars and prevent significant peaks in blood glucose. Conclusion: we can conclude that both sweet potatoes and regular potatoes provide us with key nutrients and can be beneficial to our health. Nonetheless, because of their high carb content and glycemic index, it's best to eat them in moderation and combine them with other fiber-rich foods, veggies, and protein to achieve a diverse and balanced diet. Thank you for listening to this article. For more audio articles, visit Raw Beauty Sources audio blog.